I'd like to start first by thanking everyone here, as well as Senator Kreitlow and Senator Darling. And I know Representative Sinicki would also like to join us, but she's in a hearing right now. And between the four of us, we've worked pretty hard to pull something together, what we think is a very important issue. I'd also like to thank all the individuals and groups that have been working with us in the past on this legislation and in support and given their a lot of great input that has, we think, helped us put together real legislation that can work. Because for the past 10 years, legislators have been trying to pass legislation to be able to increase the standards in Wisconsin's commercial dog breeding facilities, but with little success. But given Wisconsin's increasingly strong reputation as a safe haven for what are often called puppy mills, we believe that it's long overdue. I know firsthand what is going on in our state because and more and more irresponsible breeders are defecting to Wisconsin and taking advantage of our lax regulation. I have personally been to two dog auctions. I have visited several, and in fact many puppy mills, so-called puppy mills, and seen the varying degrees of care, which are sometimes apprehensible, and I think we need to take care of that. Under this bill, commercial dog breeders will be licensed and meet standards of care in their facilities. This is all really about consumer protection. We all have known, or many of us have known, many people who have gone with great trust and faith and bought a puppy from someone that they've met in a parking lot or somewhere else, where the dog breeder doesn't even want them to see the facility from where the puppy's coming from. And then they are come to find out much down the road that much of the promises made about their puppy are not true, and they're not able to do anything about it. This is what I really do consider this bill to be about consumer protection. We've been working with various interested parties, and some will say that this bill does not go far enough, and some will say that this bill goes too far. But like many pieces of good policy and legislation, we think we've hit that good middle ground that will actually do what we expect or what we need in Wisconsin to control this industry. But as a result of my own experiences and numerous contacts that I've had, we've set the threshold of licensure at 25. Now that means that only facilities selling 25 or more dogs will need a license. Those, we're not going after the home breeder, the kitchen nursery type of thing. You know, we're not going after your neighbors or friends who have that one or two litters a year that really are just doing this as a hobby or as something that they just want to be able to endure or their legacy of their dog. I'm proud to stand today with my colleagues as we send forward this bill, and this is a very important issue we all know to many people across the state. And I'm confident that now is the time that we will end our reputation as the Wild West of puppy mills. I'd like at this time to give Senator Kreitlow an opportunity to speak and Senator Darling as well.
All right, thank you.
You guys want to do your plug before we start?
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
For those folks that might be having a tougher time hearing us.
Yeah, you're all set to go. It's right there.
Okay.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Senator Pat Kreitlow, and I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank Representative Smith, Representative Sinicki, and Senator Darling, especially for her leadership on this issue, trying and trying again to pass legislation that will do right by as many of the parties involved in dog breeding as possible to protect the good actors and to weed out the bad ones. We're very optimistic that we've crafted a package that not only reduces or eliminates the bad actors who are motivated solely by profit, but protects and even strengthens the value of responsible dog breeders whose livelihoods are threatened when puppy mills multiply and tarnish the reputation of those who treat their animals in a humane fashion. My Senate district does indeed have some of the bad actors in there, but it also is home to many people who lovingly and very professionally care for their animals, and we want to make sure that this legislation does right by them as well. We want to help anyone who purchases a dog feel assured that they're buying a healthy animal and not facing the agony and the high expense of a dog that is suffering the after effects of being raised in horrible circumstances. This bill also recognizes that dog breeders are as varied as the breeds that they sell.
They operate in different facilities, and they raise dogs with a wide range of needs. Many do so as part of a hunting tradition or other activities in their family that might date back for generations, and we feel we've addressed many of their concerns about licensure and incorporated the quality care that they already provide their animals. And finally, we've gone further than ever before to incorporate various groups involved in raising dogs and put their input into an advisory committee that will oversee the rulemaking process that is part of this legislation. So again, while like many bills, it takes a few efforts to come up with the language that we think is going to be workable and successful for passage, I feel confident that with the leadership from Representatives Smith and Sinicki and the leadership and dedication of Senator Darling from all these years, that we have indeed a package that will do exactly what is best intended for animals, for owners, and for consumers as well. With that, I'd like to introduce Senator Alberta Darling.
Thank you, Senator. Really appreciate being included in, on this very important legislation. I want to thank Representative Smith for his leadership and Representative Sinicki as well. A lot of people are saying, you know, you're all focused like a laser on jobs, economy, and the budget. Why are you talking about puppy mills right now? And the reason we are is because we are focused on jobs and the economy. There is no denying that. That's our priority and the budget that's going to be coming soon. But what we want to focus on also is to make Wisconsin one of the states where we're not going to be an attraction for puppy mill people who have identified our state as one of the few in the country that still has laws and regulations that enables them to come into our state and have practices that are very dangerous for animals and for pet owners. And we think while we can be focused on the economy and jobs, we can also say, you know what, it's time after about 10 years that Wisconsin pass a law that will protect our animals and our pets and our pet owners. We have a bill that I'm very proud to stand with Senator Kreitlow and Senator Smith that we think will have a consensus among all different constituencies. Over 10 years, we've had people say, your bill doesn't go far enough or your bill goes too far. And what our goal is to have a bipartisan bill. We'll say, you know what, we've been talking about this for 10 years. I got a policy into two budgets, and the policy was vetoed by two governors for different reasons. And now it's time to say, let's get together, let's make sure we have a bill that works, let's get some protection for these little guys, and let's make sure that people around the country are not saying, ah, Wisconsin's still open for business for puppy mills. I'm glad to be a part of this effort. Thank you for being here.
We'll open up the floor for, or the steps for questions. Well, last session and many other bills that have been introduced have oftentimes been very broad and expanded and included lemon laws, for instance. That's something we have tried to avoid, which real legitimate breeders had real concerns about. We've had, and sometimes even went so far as to include other species of animals, and we're just focused on dogs.
You mentioned going to a couple of auctions. I mean, what was that experience like for you personally? What sort of reaction did you have?
First of all, the first reaction I have is there's got to be something very wrong when they're checking you at the door to be sure you don't have a cell phone or a camera on your person so that you cannot take photos and record what they're doing. I think right there tells you that they, not only is something going on that's wrong, they know it's wrong, and we need to do something about it. We're going to have DATCAP will be a regulating agency. There will be an advisory committee formed. According to, if our bill passes, there will be an advisory committee formed of interested parties, a 10-member committee so far that we've outlined with specific seats for specific parties here. They will themselves help DATCAP form the rules that will be followed. DATCAP will have agents that will be specifically designed to pre-inspect when they are licensed to go to these facilities and check them out and be sure that they reach these standards. There will be amount of time from passage till when this actually becomes implemented to give real breeders the opportunity to reach those standards. And I think most really good breeders are already at those standards and won't really have much trouble reaching that at all. That's a good question. That always the million-dollar question around here. We are, as of today, circulating this bill. I'm not exactly sure the deadline as to when we expect to present it to the Speaker of the Assembly and the Majority Leader in the Senate. We hope they will assign it to committee as soon as possible. And again, I expect it to go to Consumer Protection Committee. And then hopefully they'll have a hearing within the next month or so, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
Would these be new hires for DACAP, or would they utilize existing staff?
I believe so. Dr. Blay is with us today. She could answer that question better than I.
Yes, I believe the intent is that they would be dedicated.
And besides that, this bill is crafted.
Yes, exactly.
It is revenue neutral in the way we crafted this bill, that it will be self-sustaining. And currently, most of them are already known. We know who they are. The Humane Societies actually have a pretty good connection with many of them, as I understand. They know who they are because oftentimes the Humane Society is taking dogs in from them, and they actually let people in and come in and rescue animals. So we know who we should be talking to, and I think that this will not be such a difficult thing to do. Anything else? Well, I sure appreciate you coming here today.
Thank you.
This is, to us, a very important issue.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.